Vayihi Yom HaShmini. It's on the eighth day. So the question obviously is, what's the significance of the eighth day? Is it simply that there were 7 days of practice, and then after the 7 days of practice, there's the opening day moment, which does make sense to a large extent because you would have gone through an entire week of the Mishkan, so you would have approached and interacted with every possible equation of what you could have. What does a Sunday look like? What does a Monday look like? What does a Shabbos look like? So it certainly makes sense. But the question is there a deeper significance to the fact that it's the eighth day? So I'll suggest two answers. The first one is that in general, we have this idea of Teva and Lemala min HaTeva. Nature is seven, the 7 days of creation, and the eighth day, the number eight, is lamala min hateva. It's more than nature. So that's a possibility, is that the very act of the Mishkan and everything associated with it, it's not normal, and it's not within the realm of humanity, and therefore the eighth day becomes lamala min hateva, becomes more than that. It's a possibility. But I want to share with you an extension of that idea, a beautiful idea by Rabbi Sacks, which I think really sheds light on it a lot. It says, what happened on the 7 days of creation? So it's complicated because we know that the 6 days were the creation of the world. The seventh day was the creation of Shabbos and rest and whatever that means, which God obviously doesn't need to rest. So there's something a lot deeper going on there that's beyond the scope of what we have to talk, the time we have this morning. But okay, you have the idea of seven, and then the eighth day. But he takes it one step further. He says, you know, you have to look a little bit deeper and say, what happens during creation? So we know that the sixth day, after man was created, that's when everything goes awry. It's not so perfect. Man sins, and yet the Medrash tells us that God doesn't kick man out on the sixth day. Man is allowed to stay in the Mishkan, in Gan Eden, for yet one more day. And on Motzei Shabbos, right as Shabbos is ending, what does God do? God actually teaches Adam Harishon and Chava how to make fire. And that's why we make Bore Morei Ha'esh to this very day. It's to understand that God gave man the ability to shelter, warm themselves up, to protect themselves. But there's so much more than just that. What happens by Yom HaShmini? What happens on the eighth day of creation? God turns to man and says, it's not just me that creates. You create. You have the capacity to make fire. You have the capacity to make things. You will become a creative being. And yes, it's true. There's a very big difference because God creates yesh me'ayin. He creates from nothing, and we create yesh me'yesh. But the very fact that God allows us to be creative, the very fact that God says you can also be a partner in the Briyas HaOlam is revolutionary. Revolutionary. If you look at the Greek mythology, you'll see that they believe that the gods stole fire from the other gods. That's how they view it. We don't view it that way. We view that God gifted us fire and said that this fire gives you the gift of being creative. God wants us to be creative. But God also says that comes with great responsibility. You have to create that which will make the world a better place. Vayihi bayom hashmini, it's the culmination of that. God turns to man and says, finally, you've created something that is so big. You've created a place, so to speak, that's the house of God. That's vayihi bayom hashmini. If it had happened on the seventh day, it wouldn't have the echoes of creation, and it wouldn't remind us of the absolute gift that God gave us. The gift to be a partner with him. Have a great day.